Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
All right, right now, a feature we stole from Wolfman Jack in which listeners can use technology to make a comment. And we call it Hill Notes. You can simply leave a comment anytime, day or night, on the Odyssey app. You just look for the microphone on the Odyssey app. It says leave a voice note, and then you leave a voice note. Sean, are you ready? These are the best of the best.
Yep, I am ready, Greg.
Okay, best of the best. Let them roll.
Hey, Hillman. When you and a little lady go and pinch off a loaf, does she wear a T-shirt that says DMs and you wear a T-shirt that say ATMs? Inquiring minds would like to know.
In love, sir. That's nothing to do with money or anything else.
Good morning. Is it just me, or is it every time Greg does a live read, it sounds like it's to a soundtrack to a 1970 porn?
That is true. Yeah. It's the Beastie Boys, I think. Am I currently using Beasties?
Yes, you are, Greg.
We could switch that up. Also, alternate name I almost chose for my sourdough starter, the Yeasty Boys.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
That's is that
good
better one. Than Sir Brad Zeppelin? Yeah.
That makes me think of like a yeast infection, though.
Yeah. What I need to reinvest in this New England Patriots team is for Robert Kraft to step down and Jonathan Kraft to take over. At that point, they will get my interest again.
All right. I don't think that's interesting.
That's widely held there.
Yeah, I don't know that that's...
Oh, by the way, I got confirmation on my report yesterday about Mayo and Belichick not talking. Chad Graff later in the story noted that Belichick stopped talking altogether to multiple members of his already small coaching staff, cutting off communication with anyone perceived to be less than entirely loyal to him.
Well, I think we sort of got a confirmation on he and Bill O'Brien not speaking for... at the end of that season. Am I correct about that?
Well, Bill told us that was not true.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Bill was like, that's straight up cap, all lies.
Yeah.
I feel like the Red Sox and the Patriots are reading from the same script. They're in off season. They're, oh, we're all in, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to spend money. But in the end, we all end up getting disappointed.
I mean, this whole Vladdy G thing, is that the Red Sox spinning that so they don't have to spend money on Bregman?
Yes.
That...
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hate to think that.
Right.
Well, what have they made you do? What have they done that has you believe what they say?
They ain't spend no money.
Sam Kennedy guaranteed a win number of 95, did he not?
I can't.
I mean, their wins will be better now with the kid Garrett Crochet. But if you're still looking for, I mean, first was Bregman. I think there's still reports out there, Pete Alonso. Yeah. I mean, there's the Vlad Guerrero Jr. thing. That's been going on since the whole Juan Soto, when he liked the picture of him, Devers, and Juan Soto in Red Sox uniform. So,
Hillman, is it me? Or every time
the male anatomy is mentioned, Courtney lights right up. Have a great day, guys.
I haven't noticed that.
No.
But I don't know that she...
Courtney will be not... I won't be speaking of the male anatomy anytime soon.
Yeah, no. What are you going to have to do? Like, do you make dinner or...
I think the damage has been done, unfortunately. I feel bad.
Shine, maybe your mama had a mandula abrangada.
Little water boy there.
Love it.
Well, mama said...
I ran into DMs the other night at Joanne Fabrics. We were discussing some projects that she's thinking about doing with you. I guess in the month of February, she's thinking about you guys doing crocheting.
Nope. Just decided to make some bread together.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, okay.
Yeah. It was a decision that we both made together, collaboratively.
Yep.
Always.
Collaboratively.
Yep.
So I was just wondering why no one asked the question, what happens if the test dose does work in the office?
Good question.
That's how they do it. Northeast Men's Health, you sit right there and wait for it to work.
What do you think about Northeast Men's Health, Courtney?
I think it's great for people that need it.
Greg, Brad Zeppelin is looking nice. What's going to happen to you if you don't feed it? Are you going to die?
Howdy, Hill fans. Boy, do I have a stat for you today. Guess who's fifth in importance on the show, fourth in billing, but first in takes given and time talked? You guessed it. It's Chris Curtis. CeCe also leads the league in stones thrown while living in a glass house.
I like that guy.
That's a, that was interesting.
It was the same one as yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's good.
Yeah. And I would say you've called twice about me.
That was great.
Yeah, that was at the NBA
name's Bill. I'm from Haverhill, now living in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm a chef, and just want to comment on the use of chef's kiss. Please stop using it the way you use it. I'm waiting for someone to come in the morning and say, God, I woke up this morning, had a bowel movement. Oh, chef's kiss. And Greg, stop with the food comments. You're not a chef. You're a radio host announcer.
I don't really say chef's kiss as much as I used to.
No, not no more.
No, that got changed. Kind of
put that on the back burner.
So 2022. Yeah.
Morning, Greg, Courtney, Wiggy, Curtis, Shime Jackson. The sooner the better. Looking forward to spring training down here in Fort Myers. If I were you guys, I would try to do a remote for the whole month of February, but that's just me.
Yeah,
same.
Be a good idea. We will be there last week of February.
Yeah, enjoying the weather.
We're doing a pregame down there, I think, one night.
Oh,
so
we are.
We'll meet a bunch of we did it last year, and a whole ton of you came out, and we were shocked.
That was
so
crazy.
We will do that again last week of February. Anything else?
Okay. Hey, Greg. It's Herbert here. All this talk of sourdough is getting me excited, and it reminded me. I got some of the best sourdough in town. I keep it here in my pocket, so.
One of the great characters in television, I think, certainly.
Mike Shue used to do a new intro every month, and it always rocked. Step it up, kid.
We'll have a new intro. We will definitely have a new intro. He's right. Mike Shue used to do one every single month.
Ooh,
wow.
Which was a lot of work, and he did a great job on
Step it up, Sean.
Yeah, Mike's great. You know, I'm not Mike Shue.
We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And you told the listeners to shut up earlier.
Nope, I'm not Jelani Tavai. Well, yeah, I did tell him guy to shut up. But,
all right, is that it?
I got one more for you.
One more, okay.
Mr. Sensitivity, Curtis, had to go check the files about Odyssey to see who has the number one show on the channel. Oh, little sensitive Curtis. You had to let us know, right?
Oh, I appreciate that he did. I didn't even know it.
I mean, it was actually Ken Laird who told us totally unprovoked.
Information that I didn't know. I appreciate it, Curtis.
I mean, I thank you and everybody
else. Keep
track
of the voices.
Because
that could be X-Bear.
That's be a good point. You're right about that.
Now let's, if he does another voice Hill note about ratings or something along those lines.
It's X-Bear. Yeah. All right. Those are Hill notes. Liam Hendricks of the Boston Red Sox next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.